Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Study two psukim. I'd like to study Gersh two psukim. Let's go. Decode. You'll hear two psukim. Gersh, I want to study two psukim in Parashat Shmos together with the Chevra. Dani, Yankov, two psukim. Moshe Rabbeinu in Parsha Shemais, he receives the first prophecy that the Torah records, the first conversation with Hashem, our Rebbe. Moshe, who we call all of Klal Yisrael, calls Rabbeinu our Rebbe, the Rebbe of Klal Yisrael, and he receives in Parsha Shemais his first prophecy. And the Torah describes Moshe was shepherding the tzayin. He was a shepherd. He was shepherding the tzayin of Yisrael, his father-in-law. And he ran after the tzayin into the midbar. And he came to Har Chayriv. He came to Mount to Sinai. He came to Sinai, Har Sinai. And he sees a bush burning. And the snei nenu ukal, and some of the bushes on fire, but not being consumed. Moshe Rabbeinu says to himself, "Asura na ve'eres hamara godlaze." Let me go check out this scene. Madua la yivrasne. Why is the bush not burning? It's weird. There's a fire, but it's not consuming. Then the pasuk says something interesting. Vayar Hashem kisar liarais. Hashem sees that Moshe turned to see, and Hashem calls him Moshe, Moshe. He gets the first prophecy of his life. But there's an introduction to the first prophecy. Before it says, Hashem says, Moshe, Moshe, Hashem calls to Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hineni. But beforehand, before this prophecy, Hashem sees that he turned to see, and Hashem spoke to him. What did Hashem see in him? It's like bizarre. I was so excited. One of our chevrus learning Chumash Rashi, and the guy should learn more Chumash Rashi in this space medrash. Gershon, there should be more Chumashim, and read Chumash Rashi, you get Yerushalayim. You learn Chumash Rashi, never be too big. I was zeich in Eretz Yisrael to go to a kollel, beautiful kollel, Reb Barry Klein's kollel, many of our chevra learning, and I'm so impressed. Second Seder, a good 2 hours, the chevra learns Chumash Rashi, b'iyun. Beautiful, beautiful. Shem Zechnish, learn Chumash Rashi, we don't learn enough Chumash Rashi. Very important. Before I was zeicha to come to Waterbury, the year before I was in Kail and Eretz Yisrael, I spent a good portion of the day learning Chumash Rashi. I looked at myself, said, "Beseda, you're a little older. You probably should know it already, but this is where I'm at. I'm at where I'm at." And I learned Chumash Rashi. You know what? I haven't stopped. I like learning Chumash Rashi. You open up a Chumash. I was Zaych this morning with Daniel. We learned a little Chumash Rashi. We're stuck in a cash. I'm thinking about it. Learn Chumash Rashi, Chevra. Learn Chumash Rashi. So we're living in the cash. Very good, Ravesi. So the problem, Rabbi saying, this pasuk, Dani, Hashem sees that Moshe turns to see and he speaks. What's that length? Hashem is a prophecy. Moshe sees a bush burning, but it's on fire, but not burning. What's this? Hashem sees that he turned to see and Hashem spoke to him. What is that? That Hashem saw that he turned to see. He saw Liris. He turned to see, and as such, let's say he did. What is this turning? This basically, Yaakov, the Pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu, if the way I'm understanding, he did something so impressive that he turned to see. I don't know why my mind comes to rubbernecking. When I see Moshe turn to see, to rubbernecking on highways, if there's an accident on one side, you have traffic on the other side. You know why? Because we're human. You know what human beings do? We turn to see. We all do that. That's what humans do. We rubberneck. I once heard a yid give a shmooze. Danny, I once heard a yid give a shmooze how terrible midas it is, that it's such bad midas, we slow down traffic as we turn to see. At first I was like, he was right. Then I just like, I notice every time I turn to see, like, we all do it, I don't know. I'm Michael when there's traffic because of rubbernecking. Yeah. It's just human beings are curious, like terrible human beings. Stop being curious. No, listen, turn away. If you see a bad accident, I'm not saying you should stare. I'm not necessarily, it's not kedai. If you can't help, that's a mission in others. Don't see somebody b'shas kilkulei. Somebody's going through an embarrassing thing, stop looking. There's a big accent, you're looking. Favos cooks there, say some tillim. Now maybe you need a seat to daven, maybe. But rubbernecking is not a human condition. We're all curious, chevra.
No, but the guy in the helicopter, he gets so mad. Like, he tries an accident on the helicopter. And everybody's got to take a look from both sides are backed up.
He's right. I heard he... I heard like a fiery schmooze on this.
From the guy from the helicopter?
It was a Rosh Hashiva. Rosh Hashiva was complaining that people are selfish. They look to the other side. I hear.
Isn't like a good thing? Like
yeah, I thought now, me and Avi and I home. Like, yeah.
God hurts. We're looking.
Me and Avi are concerned. We're also curious, guys.
Yeah, I don't know. What are you doing?
We're curious. I agree with Avi. We're sensitive. We're curious. We're overwhelmed. I don't know. But this Levi, it says God sees Moshe turns to look. And Hashem calls him in his first prophecy of his life.
Everybody's
got to
take
what is this? Hashem saw it. It's like so interesting. Every pasuk Shem is exact. You hear this pasuk? Maisha Rabbeinu, there's a snare, there's a bush, it's burning, it's not consuming. Maisha says, let me go see. Why isn't it burning? And Hashem sees that Moshe turns to see, and Hashem calls him. What's this madrega? He turns to see. What is that? I mean, everybody's curious. Since he's, it's like a reward for curiosity. This is like the pro rubbernecking schmooze. Like me and Avi's riot to rubbernecking is God saw Moshe rubbernecked and he spoke to him. So, what's this? Hashem kisar lirois. Now, I want to read the Medrash. I want to say my confusion about the Medrash. I first want to learn Pshat. I know you're thinking Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. I read minds, David, sometimes. There's Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, but I like learning. Whoa. I don't want to come from Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. I want to learn. I want to get the Oimek HaPshat here. Listen what the Medrash says. But Manny, I want to figure out the Medrash together. So Moshe Rabbeinu turns to see, and Hashem sees that Moshe turns to see, and Hashem speaks to Moshe. What's this madrega of rubbernecking, turning to see? Amar Reb Yitzchak, Mau Kisar Li Arayis, the Medrash, Reb Yitzchak the Tana, says, what is this madrega that God saw Moshe turns to see? Like, big deal. Amra Kadosh Baruch Hu, Sar v'zayif hu zeh liarais b'tzaren shal Yisrael b'mitzrayim. Kisar liarais was a midah earlier said in the Torah. Hashem saw that Moshe sees the tzaren shal Yisrael b'mitzrayim. Kisar liarais was a midah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was safe in the palace. And earlier the Torah says, Vayar b'sivloisam, says Rashi, Nasan eina v'libay liyais. Let's read the Rashi. Nasan eina v'libay liyais meitzer aleim. He gave his heart, his eyes and his heart to feel the pain of Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was safe in the palace, but he purposely would travel around and he would watch the Yidden suffer. He wanted to absorb Nasan Eina Vilibay Liyos Meitzerleim. He would feel the pain of Klal Yisrael. Says the Medrash, when it says Hashem saw that Moshe turned to see, it's not talking that he turned to see the bush, that he rubbernecked the bush. It's talking about that he was sar v'zayif was eliyareis b'tzaren shal Yisrael b'mitzrayim, that he cared about the tzaren shal Yisrael. He gave his eyes and his heart to see the tzar of Klal Yisrael.
Yeah, but
I want to figure out pshat. So the Medrash is saying vayar Hashem ki sar eliyareis. Hashem saw Moshe turn to see is referring to his hanhaga in Mitzrayim, that Moshe Rabbeinu used to see the tzair and shel Yisrael. Now Yosef Sandler, and I want to figure out pshat, and I don't know pshat. I have no agenda. I want to figure out pshat with the chevri here, Hudi. I don't know pshat. I love that medrash, and I want to speak about that medrash, that God spoke to Moshe because Moshe gave a hood about Klal Yisrael, because he was Nasan Ein. Sar Leirais was his minug to be Nasan Ein of a Leirais Meitzral Yisrael. He gave his eyes and his heart to feel Klal Yisrael's pain. He would pay attention to Klal Yisrael's pain. He was Nasan Ein of a Leirais Meitzralim. My question is, and I don't know pshat, and I want to figure it out together, right, Russ? I'm so confused. It can't be a coincidence in the pasuk before. It says, the Torah speaks out that Moshe has a conversation to himself. Asura na vera. Asura, I want to veer and see it. Why isn't it burning? And Hashem sees that Moshe turns to see.
Uh-huh.
It can't be a coincidence, the pasuk before. I get what the Medrash is saying, Vayara Shem Kisar Liorais, that this was the anhag of Moshe always, that he was not son Eina Vilibay Liyais Meitzral Yisrael. He always was looking out to feel Klal Yisrael. But what does it have to do with this time when he looked? Moshe had a minog, he would care and tune in and zone in to the pain of Yidden. He'd go around and listen and hear and feel what Yidden were going through. That was his minog. And I get it that God saw that and God spoke to him. That was his chus of prophecy. That I understand. But the problem is, how does it fit, Manny, in this context? I can't figure it out. Here, there's a bush burning, it's on fire, and it's not being consumed. And Moshe says to himself, Asura Navera, those words, Alvir and see, Asura Navera. Hey, let me go see what's happening. And the next pasuk says, Hashem sees that he was Sar Lirais, that he turned to see. It's so unlikely in pshat. Oh, it doesn't mean this turning to see. It means the turning to see that he always did for Yidden. But the context of the pasuk is describing here, he turned to see a bush. What does that have to do? It's unlikely in the Medrash, it learns a pasuk.
Uh-huh. Yes.
It's learning a pasuk. So what happened to this Sar Liris has nothing to do with his typical Sar Liris. Moshe Rabbeinu normally has an amazing anhaga that he does. Moshe Rabbeinu pays attention to the tzaris of Klal Yisrael. That was his minog always. Vayar b'sevleisav. Nasan eina v'libay liyos meitzralim. He paid attention to what's going on around him. He tuned in. We're all good at tuning out. We're excellent at it. We're excellent. We can ignore everybody's difficulties. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't play that game. He was Nasan Einoi V'Liboi Li. He listened, he watched, he heard, and he felt the pain of Klal Yisrael. Amazing Madrega, that's Vayar B'Sablaisim. It doesn't say after Vayar B'Sablaisim God appeared to him, it doesn't. A while later, this was a minhag Moshe Rabbeinu had for years, that he was busy paying attention and listening and hearing the pain of Yidden. Vayar B'Sablaisim was a midah of Moshe Rabbeinu. A midah that he listened and he heard. I've seen this midah on Reb Chaim Guri. I've seen this midah that he listens, he pays attention, he hears. This was an hug of Moshe Rabbeinu. And we're all good at not doing this. We're very good at it. We're very good at it. Not listening, not hearing. Guys called me out for techniques of not listening well. I was a goyin and not listening, a genius, till the guys called me up. Because it's hard to hear when somebody's opening up. So you have tricks of all different, changing the topic, all different tricks. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't do that. Vayar b'sifloisam. He would hear, tune in, watch, and see. And nasan ein of eliboy liyos meitzar. His heart would be with another yid. Ask, please tell me more. I want to hear. I want to feel you. I want to understand you. That was anhaga of Moshe Rabbeinu, an incredible anhaga of the greatest leader, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rebbe of Klal Yisrael. And Hashem appeared to Moshe, of course, the Medrash says, because this was his anhaga. And that's incredible, and we could talk Musar on it, but I like learning Pshat and Chumash Chevra. And when I'm confused and don't know Pshat and not willing to just forget it, because I want to study the parasha, what I'm confused by is later in his life, there's a burning bush. And the Torah says, remember, earlier in his life, it says, Vayar b'sif loisam, Moshe Rabbeinu saw the pain of Klal Yisrael, which teaches about the derech of Moshe, that his derech was to liyos, nasan einav v'liboy liyos meitzralein. He would give his eyes and his heart to feel Klal Yisrael's pain. That's earlier in the parasha. Later on, there's a bush burning. And Moshe Rabbeinu talks to himself. And he says, hey, let me go turn and see. Asura na ve'era. Let me turn and see what's going on here. Rubbernecking. And Hashem sees that he turns and sees, the same word, sar liorais. And Hashem appears to him. Says the Medrash, you know what it means, Hashem, so he turned and see? What he always did, he always looked at Tsar and Shoyzrael. But that's not what just happened in this story. And it's hardly unlikely that it's ignoring this story. It's the same words in the Pasuk before. Moshe says, hey, let me turn and see. And Hashem sees that he turns and sees. And Hashem appears to him. Says the Medrash, oh, it means that he turns and sees Siren Shal Yisroel. That's not what just happened here. Yes, Udi.
I don't know how that would
Hudi claims that somehow the turning and see the fire was somehow trying to see something with Klal Yisroel. But it wasn't just curiosity. Over there was the midah of care for Klal Yisroel. I can't figure out here. If it's the same, then I'm good to go. Yeah, that is. But I don't. I don't see there. There was a reason he was doing it. I don't get here. Here is looking at a burning bush.
Come on, Eliyahu.
What?
Come on.
So, Maritch and Eliyahu are going on the derech of Delk, and they're saying such mahalachuds. Somehow they're trying. They're saying that somebody wasn't. You think he was just looking at a weird mara?
Yeah.
Somehow in the burning bush was something that. But I don't know what. I can't see anything right now, but let me see.
Maybe.
What were you saying, Hoods?
I don't know what a burning bush is. As is whatever.
Whatever a burning bush, let's read the Rashi. What's he looking at?
Because he was like thinking about them.
Rashi says, and this is what we're saying?
Because he was like thinking about them in an unrelated situation. So it was like, he wasn't just in a situation where he was helping them, thinking about them, had them on his mind.
And even now when he's
looking at a burning bush, he's still thinking.
That's what he's thinking about.
Could be more bothered by the reward.
Rashi, what? Not the reward. I'm asking here, the Sar Liorais had nothing to do with that Sar Liorais.
Could it be that it's the same frequency?
That what?
That the frequency that you use for Nebuah, that tuning in is the same tuning in. You can't get Nebuah if you don't have that ability to soak it in.
The absorption of something.
It's
very stark. Coming out of yourself. Reb Chaim saying that there's a midah of Sar Liorais that he used in seeing here is the same coming out of self. Even in the way he was observing this was the same coming out of self. That would that be more that that's what Hudi likes what you're saying, that it's not this wasn't the bechena of being with Klal Yisrael. The Sar Liorais is the capacity to take yourself out of the equation. And his looking at this was without himself. That's a midah that allows for prophecy. The same thing that you could see somebody else and remove your own ego is the same way you can connect and hear Hashem. Starker raid. That would be amazing. Huri, what do you say to that? That would be the same midah. That's the sar. That was a midah of how he looked at things, not from his own perspective. It was a sar liorais. What Maritcha and Elio, if you, Rashi brings that there was imay noichi b'tzara.
It just happened.
And here was a conscious. And what's that madrega of that?
It fits really well with what Rebbe's saying now.
I'll say like this. What we say?
Well, it's clearly something in the puzzle that needs to be darshan because he clearly saw it already. He says, I need to go see this thing. Why is it not burning? So he saw it and then said, I am going to turn to see.
I clearly saw it. He said, and he asked the kasha. So clearly, there's some need to hear. Like Manny said, he saw it already. He said, I need to see what I saw. You saw it. Like there was some need to hear. That's what Chaim fits in. Some need to hear. Some need to hear of Sar Liris. Lemaisa, I want to say like this. I want to study this further. I want to study the Oimek HaPshat. There's something fascinating here. But Lemaisa, the Chazal say this midah, this willingness, liras tzaren shel Yisroel, to see and absorb that which your friend is going through, gave him the siyata d'shmaya for prophecy. The reason Maisha was Hashem spoke to him and said, Maisha, Maisha, is this midah liras tzaren shel Yisroel b'mitzrayim? It's to come out of his own safe place. He's very safe in the palace. And this is the start, one of the starting points of the Yeshua, Tzviki. Great to see him. Great win, Tzviki. Tzvikala. One of the starting points of getting out of Mitzrayim. One of the key, if I had a point to a place of getting out of Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu's in Midyan. Moshe Rabbeinu was totally away from the Tzara, and his own story was the person who was in the palace of Paray safe. But what is Moshe Rabbeinu's midah? He sees the other person's perspective. Let me hear what you're going through. Let me hear. Teach me. Tell me. Let me understand. Let me understand you. Let me understand you. It's so easy to put things on other people, to say things to other people. It's so hard to understand another person. To have the capacity to listen, to hear, to see, to understand, to mamish feel the other person, what they're going through. That was the midah Moshe. Nasan ein of Eliba Elias Meitzer. Since Moshe had this midah of Sar Liris, veering to see, coming out of just what it's a very the chevra is tiny. What Hudi's saying, Daniel brilliantly, Hudi brilliantly. What the chevra is saying, Reb Chaim. What the chevra here is saying is Moshe Rabbeinu took that same midah for the Marev Hashem. Remember, he saw it already, but he said, "Let me come out of my own." It's not almost the opposite of rubbernecking. Asar liyareis. Let me understand. Let me be taught. Let me be taught, teach me. The humble listener, the humble understander, it's so the opposite. People giving advice to people, tell Moshe Rabbeinu didn't play that game. He was Vayar B'Savloi, Samnasan Ein of Eliba. Please explain to me, teach me, tell me what you're going through. And that meet of Sar Lirois was the schus that Hashem told him a prophecy. And of course the prophecy, Hashem makes him the shliach to take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. Hashem gives him that. But the midah of Moshe Rabbeinu was, he was liray spitzaren shel Yisrael of Mitzrayim, to come out of his own safe zone. his own place of, he's perfectly safe, and to understand them, to see the Tzar and Shel Yisrael from your place, which you're not in that situation. You're not the person who's, but that midah of Naisei Ba'olim Chaveri, the one who understands, the one who hears and understands, is the midah of Moshe Rabbeinu. I saw this in a Rishon Rabbeinu B'chaya. There are 48 kinyanei Atayra. There are 48 necessary kinyanim. Rabbeinu B'chaya writes, and there's a raya to this, that the most important kinyan Atayra is Naisei Ba'olam Chaveri, to understand another person's situation. To understand somebody else's situation. I saw this Rabbeinu B'chaya during COVID. And I have to say to the guys, somehow this drove home during COVID. We were all our own box on a computer. We were uniting on Zoom, and we were like hundreds of boxes on a computer. And we were all, something drove home. See, when you're in yeshiva, we're all here. I saw it on Zoom, something went to my heart very deep, because we were all sitting in our own house. See, right now we're together, so we're talking in the same Beis Medrash. So it's harder to feel that we have all our own journey. We're all in the same Beis Medrash here. We're going to touch each other. There, it was like pashut. Everybody was in their own house. People say over the last night of yeshiva, guys said over their story, one guy is, COVID saved my life. I was home. I got out of yeshiva. It was like the bracha, the best thing that ever happened to me. It saved me from such a difficult educator. Mamish saved my life. Another bracha is, COVID mamish ruined me, the hardest this I ever had in my existence. I was sitting home with such chaos. And it drove home in COVID that every person was their own world. And we were connecting from the space of our own world. And I was zeichet during COVID to see this Rabbeinu B'chaya, that the most important midah of Kenyan HaTorah is the capacity to come out of oneself. Rabbeinu B'chaya writes the most. I know where he's coming off. But he writes, of all the Kenyanei HaTorah, the most important. It's interesting that the Zchus of Moshe, the teacher of Torah, Zvayar B'Sablaisim, Sar Liorais, the ability to come out of yourself. It happens to be, it's not just good midas. The whole Yisayid of Torah is to see perspective deeper and bigger than yourself. Woo! To see a little bit outside of yourself. I've watched my children learn Torah from their Rebbe, and I've seen this nekuda. When I learn Torah, I try to take what I learn and make it comfortable and fit what I know. It's very dangerous, because you don't expand. I see my kids and their Rebbe, they're willing not to understand. And then they slowly understand new things. I've seen this for you with your Rebbe. And it's very hard, because he tells us kinds of, I don't know what he's talking about. He might not either at first, by the way. It's a big skill of learning deeper and deeper Torah, is the ability to say, I don't fully get it, but I'm going to try to be Sar Liris. I want to expand. I want to know things deeper than me and bigger than me. It's tricky, and learning could just put what's in, what you know, what you're comfortable, what's safe, and you like, you just mean like this, right? Be willing to expand what you can understand, and to push your understandings is a tremendous ability in Torah. How fascinating that somebody who's Naisiv al Chaveri could be taught by his friend what you don't understand, what you have no clue, you've never experienced, but you're open to his experience. To be expansive, please teach me, tell me, I want to hear, I want to see, I want to feel it, I want to expand my own to what you're experiencing. And that midah is the midah of Torah. Rabbeinu B'chaya calls it the most important midah of Kenyan HaTorah, that expansive to come out and see what he's experiencing. That expansiveness is the midah. And Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem sees his Sar Liris, has this midah, this expansive heart, and Hashem speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he gets the mission of his life to lead Klal Yisrael ultimately to bring us to Tiras Hashem with this midah of Naisei Ba'olam Chaver, of understanding somebody else. It's difficult because we run quickly. We even assume it's like us. They're experiencing what works, but they're not. The Nasan Eina V'Libay Liyais Meitzar, but Tzarash Yisrael takes a Sar Liris. Takes a coming out of oneself, a deeper view. Manny points out, he already saw the bush was burning, but he says, I want to be sar liros. I want to ask what it's telling me. I don't just want to see what I see. That's rubbernecking. I see what I see. He saw what he saw and said, I want to understand it deeper. Asura nav era. The asura, the veering and seeing, means I want to see deeper than me. I want to understand it. I want to come out of my limited perspective. That's the asura nav era. Lemaisa, this midah. This midah, I'm not just... We don't come practical b'shita, because I like that people take Torah and apply it themselves. Here, shaloi kedarki, I'm going to make an appeal, chevra. The winter is beginning, and the nature, there's winter storm outside. There are a lot of guys, hold up, go around the dorm and talk to people. Listen and talk, listen and talk. Reb Chaim was a goyin at this. Listen and talk. You'll become bigger. If you need an incentive, you'll become bigger. Listen and talk and hear. Notice another person. It's the midah of Moshe Rabbeinu. He spoke, he listened, he expanded, he heard other people. It's a midah we could and should actively engage in, to hear another person, to connect to another person, to understand another person's world. Let's try to be mechazik, chever. Let's try to be mechazik. This midah was the midah that Moshe Rabbeinu was chosen. I want to share, I'm not going to be mayrich more on that, but I think it's an incredible chazal. That's the first thing. The second thing that I want to share with the chevra is not a different, and we could sit on that first thing. There's a chasna tonight that I, Rai Kestenbaum Shlita, who taught so many years Torah in this yeshiva, who taught years and years Torah in the yeshiva. Rai Kestenbaum is responsible for a lot of success in this yeshiva. Rai Kestenbaum taught many things, but one of the things he taught is that to listen more and hear more from the parents. Rai Kestenbaum zustelled and applied himself to understand and to hear and to connect to parents more, and he's made a difference. We're trying to be mechazik in that way more in yeshiva, amongst other areas that Rai Kestenbaum had impact. He wrote a sefer about kavod, and a yeshiva that's a bastion of kavod. He wrote a sefer about the importance of kavod. There's a yeshiva, one of the most important questions of our life, is imlachtecha chavercha. Did you make your friend a melech? Did you make your friend a king? Did you treat your friend with kavod? He wrote a whole sefer about kavod, the importance of being mechabed people, honoring people, respecting people in a profound way. It starts with respecting self. If you don't respect self, you're not going to respect anybody. You can't respect people. Respect self and then respect others. See the beauty within, then see it in others. And he wrote a book, Running After the Right Kavod, the Sugya of Kavod. So he's making a chasna tonight. That's certainly it. Somebody who was mashpia, basic hakaras hatoiv. He's a friend and hakaras hatoiv. I don't want to miss that chasna he's making for his son. But I want to share with the Chevra one more Rashi that we can't skip. Avi, it wouldn't be right if we skipped this Rashi. Eli, we can't skip this Rashi. And the Rashi says, it says, Vayuku Shaitre b'nei Yisrael asher samu aleim noikse pare. It says that the Mitzrayim smacked the Shaitre Yisrael. It's a very sensitive topic. I look around the room. I don't know in this room if it would be sensitive. The word kapo is an emotional word. The word kapo is a very emotional word. You're a generation that was less connected than my generation to the Holocaust. By me and Shul, there were many, many numbers. And the word kapo, do you know people broke off shidduchim? They heard like the girl's grandfather was a kapo. The shidduchim that were broken off. Kapos were very complicated sugyas in the concentration camp. It was Yidden that agreed to become like police of sorts. And they thought they would be spared certain pain if they helped inflict some pain, a complicated sugya. The sugya of a kapo is a very complex sugya.
There were many numbers.
Numbers of people, survivors, Holocaust survivors. Our grandparents, by you, it's your great-grandparents. our grandparents were all survivors. Evezi and our generation were also, we were raised, our grandparents, the Babas and Zaydas were survivors. So the term kapo, so when you read Shaitre B'nai Yisrael, the Jewish police, you hear the tzidkus of these Yidden. There were Yidden who were asked to police the other Yidden, and here the Yidden were beaten up. Vayuku, they took hits. Why'd they beat up the police? It says, Vayuku Shaitre B'nai Yisrael, the police were smacked. That the Nike say, the officers of Para appointed Yidden as police, and they beat up the police. Says Rashi, why? You hear what it's saying? The Yidden who were appointed police, Paray was doing forced labor on Klal Yisrael, and the officers of the Egyptians had Yidden be police to enforce Avaida, and the police got beaten up. Says Rashi, why were the police beaten up? Says Rashi, Hashaitrim Yisraelim hayu. The police were Yidden. V'chasim al chavereyim l'dochkam. They had rachmanis on the Yidden. The Yidden were in slave labor. And the Jewish police had pity on their fellow Yidden, so they didn't pressure them. When they would finish the amount of bricks they would make, and they would give it to the Mitzrayim, and they were missing, they would get beaten up for not pushing the Yidden harder. The Shaitrim took klep. They were beaten that a Yid shouldn't get touched. Lefikach, they were zeichet to be the Sanhedrin. The Shaitre B'nai Yisrael became Sanhedrin. You know why? They took beatings that they shouldn't push a Yid. They had Rachmanis on a Yid. They were given a job. Push the Yid in, make sure they produce. And they were chas on Yidden. They had pity on a Yid. They appreciated a Yid. They didn't push him. They took petch themselves not to push Yidden. The Skelena Rebbe is a true story. The Skelena Rebbe was hanging from the ceiling in Romania. From the ceiling was hung in a police station upside down, was pouring blood. He was pouring blood. They were beating the brains out of the Skelena Rebbe. Whacking him, he was dripping blood. I promise the true story. He was hanging from a rope from the ceiling, his feet from the rope, his head dangling, and they were beating the stuffings out of the Skelena Rebbe to get him to squeal. There were Yidden, like an underground, they were helping Yidden escape from communism. They were supplying the Yidden with food and taking care of him. And he was caught, and they wanted him to tell another Yidden who else is involved in helping other Yidden against communist wills. They're beating him up. And his father came into the room, and they were hoping that his father, seeing him in such pain, that his father would tell him, son, just tell them other names. They were hoping he can handle the pain, but his father won't be able to handle. So he said to his father, hanging down, upside down, hanging from a rope, hanging down, his head being beaten up, he said to his father, Tata lazarg zichnish. Tata, don't worry. I would never tell on one Yid, no matter what they do to me. So he said, hanging upside down, flowing blood. He said, Zarg zichnish, Tata, don't worry, Tata. I would never tell on one Yid. I don't care what they do to me. I'll never tell on a Yid. That's what the Skelena Rebbe. I had a mice in my mishpacha. If you need a refuah, so you go to a gadol. It's a gemara in brachos that if a person needs a yeshua, if there's refuah needed, so you go to a talmud chacham. When my family we needed a refuah shlema, I put the family in the car and I drove to the Skelena Rebbe. That was the yid I wanted a bracha. The hospital had said bad things. We went to the Rebbe and he said, everything's fine. I said, Rebbe, this Sloan Kettering? He waved his hand twice. The Rebbe's wave, and the Rebbe Nishlatzad, the guy's a Gosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. But such a Yid, I only wanted one person. A Yid who took petch and said, Zarg Zich Nishtata, I'll never hurt another Yid. He took petch himself, another Yid. He was Chas Meledachkam. says the psukim here that the Sanhedrin, they become the leaders of Klal Yisrael, that they had rachmanis, they could see another yid amidst their own yisurim, they could see past their own difficulty. At a time you're in the matzav yourself, but I could see another yid. It's not the time typically you have your own sorrows. Almost the normalcy is to wallow in your own and make it best for yourself. You could almost understand the kapos, but not these tzaddikim. These tzaddikim in midst, layuku shaytre b'nei Yisrael, the Jewish police took pech. What do you mean? Just forced other yidn? You need this. No, no, no. In your own matziv, but I could see another person's matziv. They took pech themselves. They became Sanhedrin. What's interesting to me is vayte, they became Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin are the knowers of Torah. And I see the same yisayid. That if you could see somebody else, if you can come out of yourself and see somebody else, is the only way you can see Torah. Otherwise, you can't see Torah. I heard a yid speak who knows, I think he's a chamar noisei svarim, he knows a lot of Torah. And I heard this yid saying, shlech the zachin on other yidin, and I understood that you can know a lot of Torah, but you'll never be a ben Torah. You'll never be Sanhedrin. I wouldn't trust this guy if he said to make a shakel on water, I wouldn't trust him. I wouldn't trust him for the simplest shayla. Sanhedrin are people who could see other yidin, who are chas on other yidin. I don't care what type of genius. I don't care what type of genius, a chamar ba'alma, chamar noisei svarim. A donkey carrying svarim. Somebody who's Sanhedrin, who's zeiche the psak, who's zeiche could be, learn Torah, liba the emes. The emes, the anhaga that's lemaisa, that's practical, that was supposed to follow, adracha that was supposed to follow, needs the midah that they give up, they come out of their own perspective and see somebody else's perspective. Moshe Rabbeinu was sar liris. These shaytrei b'nei Yisrael under such pressure, the pressure they're under. They have a job. Get the yidden to produce. See, you're pushing, you push. They couldn't. They were chas to push other yidden. They took all the bangs. They didn't want to push another yid. They understood the other yid. The other, they took, put aside their own patch, their own clip. Zarg zichnish, I would never hurt another yid. What do you mean? You're going to, how do you even feel another yid hanging from a police station in Romania? You're thinking about another yid's plight? That's a person who's a paisik. His psak, his aloch, I want to hear his hadracha. That's the Sanhedrin. That's a person who can absorb Ratzon Hashem out of their own self. It's not just proving what they know, taking it for what they want. They're able to come out of themselves. That's Sanhedrin. So we have two chazal on the parsha. We have Moshe who's zeiche to teach us Torah, the Rabban Shel Yisrael. And he's zeiche to teach us because he's sar liris. He could see another's perspective when he's perfectly safe. But he could see what the other yids go. Nasan eina v'libay liyas metzlin. The shaytrei b'nei Yisrael, amidst terrible predicament, they're able to be ches. Like Rashi says, v'ayuku shaytrei b'nei Yisrael, says Rashi. V'chasim al chavireyem l'dochtam. They pitied their friends from pushing them too hard. You think about Shimi, their situation, you hear the situation. They're hired as police. Make sure the yidn work. And if they make sure the yidn work, they're treated nicely. They may even get rewarded for it. But they feel too badly for the yidn. They feel the plight of another, and they refuse the pressure, and they took the patch. They were beaten. Well, terrible beatings. The Torah describes Vayuku Shoychim, and they saw they took terrible beatings. Rashi says later on they became the Sanhedrin. They were the Paiskim of Klal Yisrael. If you can come out of your situation and see another situation, you can understand and absorb, that's the person who can absorb Torah. You're coming out of yourself. If you're stuck in you, you can't absorb Torah either. You're stuck in you. Like Chaim taught, like Daniel taught, like Hudi was saying over.
When somebody asks you, I want to learn how to learn.
Yeah. Go around the dorms. You want to prepare to shtai. Go around the dorms and listen to somebody. Go listen. Go hear. Go absorb. See past yourself. Then you'll absorb Torah. You'll hear what Hashem's saying in tremendous amounts. It's interesting. It's interesting. A Yid spoke in yeshiva. A number of years ago, a Yid spoke in yeshiva. And he said that he had a dream. He had this goal, Yedidya, for 30 days, not to say one bad word to his wife, but not just a bad word, not to move his eye in like a way, like, you know, you roll your eye. For 30 days, not to have just love, acceptance, understanding, and not to break it 30 days straight. Said it took him 10 years. A nice person, incredible. But if he had one eye movement that was like negative, then he started the count again. It took him 10 years. Yid spoke in front of the yeshiva. He said after 10 years, he accomplishes 30 days. He says on himself that he was zeichet to siyata d'shmai. He wrote a sefer on Torah. He said never in his life did he have the chedusha Torah that he had then. That's strange. He was like trying to tzushtel, to understand his wife, to be empathetic and caring. And he said a wellspring of Torah opened up. He said he wrote a sefer on Gemara, the likes which were like beyond what he's capable of, he said. He was mayor, he spoke, an honest Yid who's helping many Yidden today. Spoke in yeshiva. Yeah, very good, very good. He spoke in yeshiva and he said this Barabim in front of our yeshiva. And here we have two chazal that Moshe's chus, that Hashem spoke to him, ultimately commanding him to take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim, give the Yidden the Torah, is because he was nice to Bom Chavei, the ability to see somebody else. The end of the part to the Shaitre B'nai Yisrael, who took Pech, that other Yidden, they took clap, they were beaten, they took beatings, that other Yidden shouldn't be in pain, they were Zeichen B'nai Sanhedrin, they were Zeichen Madregas of Torah, a clarity in Torah. In Zoom, this when we somehow in that period of Zoom, it was so easy to sense that everybody's story was different. The last night of yeshiva again, when guys like said their stories, and you sensed, because we were meeting on computer, but it was so evident everything else was like different. When we meet in the same base medrash, so you feel like, aren't we all going through the same thing? It's not that way. We sit at a shir, we're all hearing different things. We come to a davening, each person's journey to the Beis Knesset is different. There's a video in yeshiva. There's a video in yeshiva Akiva put out called The Tenth Man. And you watch a guy like run from the dorm to the Beis Medrash, jumping off a roof, doing flips, going through the forest. And he's running to the Beis Medrash for the minyan. I love the visual because everybody at the minyan's a different story. I love the chevra that's here at Chachris every morning. We're all different stories how we got here, what our journey was to get here. We're just different stories, our journey to get here. Our story of how we're here, why we're... I see Yosef with his tefillin always here. I see Mish Weiner, J.D. Horowitz. We're not all just, I see Ellie Tress here. You see the chevra at the... Yeah, it's true. You see the chevra at the minyan, it's all a different story. It's not uniformity. We're all a different story how we got there. 10 p.m. minyan, you don't know what forest he ran through, what he ran through to get there. Try to lean into another person's story. Try to understand, try to listen, try to hear. We become more expansive. Of course, it makes another person less lonely. Somebody's reaching in, somebody's leaning in. And from us, we get more expansive. He gains and we gain. Everybody's bigger for it. Everybody's expanded. He's mechuzik, that somebody understands me. Somebody leaned in, somebody bothered to see and notice. Came out of their story and came to my story. So he's better for it. He feels understood. He feels noticed. He feels seen. And the other person, this was Moshe Rabbeinu's Mita. We all want to emulate Moshe Rabbeinu. Tzviki, the Mita of Moshe. It's by Yair B'Sablaisam. I remember there's a certain Ben Torah I'm thinking about. I'd learned here 2 years. One of the beautiful B'nai Torah. And it was Pesach, the last year. He'd been here a year and a half for Pesach. And he got like this sense that he wants to be, he like moved, he was a Ben Tyre in the Beis Medrash a lot. He like moved into the dorm, just went room to room. He went on a journey. You could like, he like, you travel from one end of the world to the other if you do this. He started going room to room in the dorms and meeting people and encouraging and up. He like lifted, the dorm went like, whoosh. Just besimcha with chiyus, with chizuk. He went around room to room and gave chizuk beautifully. He wasn't no holier than thou. He like Pashut wanted to meet, wanted to connect, wanted to learn, wanted to understand. The guys got holier and he got holier. I remember it was after Pesach. He like chap. There's so many people, so many stories and journeys he wanted to see. Notice nobody was invisible then. He saw. He saw. He noticed. He cared. This was the Midah Mamish of Maisha. This guy's married with Kindleuch today, is with a child. Is Midas Maisha Rabbeinu. Vayar b'sivloisa. He chapped the preciousness of every yid, and he was nasan. I'm talking about somebody else. Lachaim did it his whole journey. I'm talking about somebody else. Was nasan ena? What'd you say?
We're all trying to guess.
I'm talking. They said names, that's true, that did it. There's been plenty. This, I'm thinking about one Ben Tyre. You're thinking about others that did it too. Fuck it. Yeah. I came back from Eretz Yisroel, and I spent some time with this Reb Fisher. And I say, not just what he gives guys, when I speak to him, I feel understood. I feel understood. I feel like such a gedder. He hears you. He hears you. He feels you. Nasan eina v'liba elias me. He feels you. I feel understood. I shema. It's like he feels you, understands you. I see the mid. Do you see the mid, Fisher, Martha? Nasan eina v'liba. Oh, hope we didn't say anything. The tapes. I love sitting there. I feel very mechuzik from him. Yeah. Thank you, Avramullah. That amazing. That's what Maish Rabbeinu Maish. You have the Yizaycha name. Isn't that an amazing midah? That Maish Rabbeinu Vayar Misablaisim Nasan Eino Believo Elias. That's what he go around. That's what he would do. We want to know what Maisha did. We all want to be Maisha Rabbeinu. A person's chayav adam leibad masegi a maisei lemaisei avoisei. We all want to go in the get. We want to be like the Rebbe. He was nasan eina v'liba lias meitz. He gave his eyes and his heart to feel another. You hear, Danny? Okay.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.